Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hola. What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday Sunday sermon. It's Sammy's Sunday sermon. Say that five times fast. If you're brand new to the show, oh, man, I don't even know how to describe this thing. I tell you what. Listen, give it 2 weeks. You're going to hate it at first. It'll grow on you like a fungus among us. And then after a couple weeks, you'll be like, damn, dude. Got to send this guy. And how about that for a sermon? Firing out 20 seconds in. Damn, dude. I mean, what pastor in the right mind talks like that? By the way, I'm not a pastor. This is the Sunday sermon you listen to. It's a drive through, so you still get the meal. You just get a lot faster than you normally would. And it's from somebody who has absolutely no business delivering a sermon. That would be me. It's Sam Crowley. Gave the boss the middle finger May 6, 2005. Went for my dream. Failed miserably. Was the laughingstock of the world. Everybody poked the bear. That would be me again, laughing hysterically. What a loser. And here I am, man. Some 13 years later, still haven't cashed a paycheck. I don't know what happened. I guess we'll call it faith. Oh, segue alert. Is he talking about faith? You got to have faith, man. I compare. So let's start. Can we start the sermon, everybody, right now? Are you ready? Okay, cool. It's Sunday, August 4th. And I started doing these again. I think it was, let me think back how long it's been. I don't know, a week since I thought, hey, I should really start doing these things again because I'm a Christian. And if you're not, still listen to this because I think you're going to gain a lot of perspective from somebody who just went for their dream. And when you still live in fear of what other people think, you're not free. So let me do the equation for you. You know how like X plus Y equals Z? You learned that in algebra one. Well, here's my equation. Still worried about other people's opinions equals not free. Okay, so if you're not a Christian, that's cool. If you are a Christian, that's great. I'm not saying you got to be one to listen to today's message. 6 days out of the week, it's the entrepreneurial motivation inspirational message. But even if you haven't accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's cool, man. Listen to the show because I think it's going to give you inspiration to go launch your own movement. That's where I was getting to. Like, hey, if this ding-a-ling can shout into a microphone in a Kroger parking lot on his cell phone about God and what he believes in, certainly I can step up and be bold in what I believe in, and I can share that with people, and the ones who need to hear it will hear it, and the ones that don't want to hear it won't, because all I got to do is hit the stop button. And that's what I really want to do. I want to inspire you that what you believe in, have faith, man, that it's going to work out, and quit worrying about what other people think about you. Man, if I could go back and give young Sammy C from the Natty some advice from 15, 20 years ago even. 20 years ago would have made me 31. God, I cannot be 51 years old. It is not possible that 2019 minus 1968 equals 51. Somebody do that math real quick on your calculator. Let me know. That's not 51. I don't feel 51. I sure as hell don't think I look 51. And maybe that's just my vanity. And yeah, I think that's what it is. Photoshop's awesome. So, but anyway, when you look back at your younger self, there's a lot of advice that you would give, right? Like, what advice would you give your younger self? I know what I would tell myself is have faith. Believe in God. Believe that it's already been done. It's an insult to God to have a dream and then don't think, you know, by praying for it, you're going to actually realize that dream. It's an insult to God who says it's already been done, you know? And here's the other thing that I would do. Besides having that kind of faith, that kind of bold faith to just do it a lot faster, is to also understand it's not going to work out how I envision it working out. And I'm laughing because it's so stupid. I was so stupid, man. Still am. I know. I hear you right. Dude, you still are. I know. I saw the joke coming. Teed it up. But I was so dumb back then to think that, all right, now, I'm going to put together this every day is Saturday idea. All right. I'm going to launch a podcast, and then I'm going to be a speaker, and then I'm going to have a product launch, and I'm going to do billions and trillions of dollars on the internet, and people are going to buy my product, and it's going to just be amazing, you know, and it's going to work out just like this. Like, it's so dumb. What I would do in reverse is say, dude, go. Just go. Trust in the Lord and go. Just get it done. Have faith. Pray about it. And sleep better at night. I'll tell you what, man. I sleep like a dead animal. And you know why I sleep like a dead animal? Because I don't go to bed with anxiety like I used to. Prior to having faith and just trusting in God and understanding that this is going to work out, here's the thing, though. Here's the kind of parentheses. Like, if I was writing this in an email to you, I would write it like this. Dear podcast listener, that's you, by the way. Dear, let's just say your name's, I was going to say Joe, but I always use Joe and Johnny as examples. Let's say Natalie. Don't know where that came from, but I wanted to use a female's name, Natalie. If your name's Natalie, you get double bonus points for today's podcast. So I would write, Dear Natalie, comma, new line. Everything's going to work out fine. Parentheses. However, not the way you think. Parentheses. Period. End of sentence. Love, Sam. Send. I would send that to you, okay? Everything's going to work out just fine, but it's not going to look like the way you want it to because we're living in the natural life. Everything is flawed. Everything's fallen. Everybody's crazy around here. You know, it's just nuts. Everybody on social media has lost their mind. So, and our expectations have gone absolutely bonkers. You know, I love the internet because it affords me the opportunity to deliver this message to you from a Kroger parking lot in my car, yelling into my cell phone. I love that part of the internet. The part that I don't like about the internet is everybody's bat crap crazy these days, expecting that their life and their movement and their business and their mess, it's all going to end up like what they see. Well, I'm not as far ahead as so-and-so. Hey, welcome to the club, man. You know, I did a live event a couple of years ago. I think 25 people came. It was awesome. If you were one of them, thank you. It was here in Cincinnati. And then I go speak at a live event in Toronto, and there's 15,000 people there. All right, Tony Robbins, Pitbull, and a couple other people that you may or may not have heard of. Now, I could have easily compared, they could fit everybody at my event in a phone booth, and here Tony Robbins needs the whole convention center of downtown Toronto. Instead of being grateful, I was actually asked to speak at that event. Like, think about how messed up my head was right there. I'm being honest with you. This was my thought, and then it got out of my head real quick because I thought, Sam, you're an idiot. You know, why the hell would you even have that thought? You know, like, oh, I had an event and only 25 people showed up. And look, Tony Robbins get 15,000. Okay, well. Yeah, a lot going on with that phrase right there. And it's so dumb, I won't even, like, make you become less intelligent by having to listen to that again. But, you know, the difference between my event and one where someone can get 15,000 has a lot to do with budget, name recognition, years in service, all of that. But you know what it quickly shot me back to is, man, how grateful I was to be even that anybody would even come to an event of mine from Vancouver, Canada. That's 8 hours of flying time. How do I know? Because I've flown it. 5 hours to L.A. and it's 3 hours to Vancouver from L.A. That's 8 hours in an airplane, not including any layover. There ain't no direct flights to Cincinnati, Ohio from Vancouver. So we had a couple come from Vancouver. We had another couple come from L.A. I mean, from Texas. Kid drove all through the night to come from Texas. It was crazy, man. I immediately went to gratitude. And none of that would have happened. It wouldn't have happened had I not had faith. You know, and I sleep really good because now I know when I go to bed at night, I've done everything I can do. Could I have done it better? Of course. I mean, of course I could have done it better. You can do it. But that's the beauty of getting to wake up and do it again the next day. You get to do it better than the day before. This podcast can get better. I know you're thinking, Sam, there's no way this is the greatest. Well, you know, I appreciate that. But it can always get better. I take the feedback, the questions from people who listen to the show, coaching clients come on board. How about that, man? Doing a podcast, attracting the greatest coaching clients. Shout out to Luke Medeiros. You heard my podcast with Luke last Thursday. He came to Cincinnati as part of his coaching program. And if you'd like to come to Cincinnati, or if you would just like to take baby steps, step one, go ahead. I got a baby step program. Go to launchwithsam.com and book your 30-minute call, and I'll explain that to you. I might email my list, so I'll tell you first because you're going to get this before I send an email out. A quote-unquote coaching sale. We've had 4 clients graduate from the coaching program just in the past 2 weeks, so that leaves openings. And when there's openings, I want to fill them because this podcast attracts the greatest coaching clients. Like, think about it. Luke's crushing it, doing $1.2 million this year. Angeline, you heard, did $11,000 in an hour of speaking. Never spoke on stage before ever in her life. Came to Cincinnati. We crafted her story. That's amazing. I want you to be that success story. And if you want to take baby steps, get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com and say, Sam, I'm ready, man. Let's go. I want to take the baby steps. I got a program for you. Baby steps doesn't mean no momentum. Doesn't mean any success. It just means your expectations are in line. Maybe you don't have the budget and the investment that Angeline, Luke, or Florence, or any of the people that have come to Cincinnati in the past month have had. That's cool. I don't want to leave you out, though. I'd love to help you launch your movement. But you got to have faith that this thing's going to work. Go to Launch with Sam, book your call, and let's do it. I'll call you on my phone. All right? But getting back to why you should be sleeping well at night. You should be sleeping well because you should trust in God, that He would never let you down. He would never be so cruel to put a huge dream in your mind and not give you the tools to realize that dream. Key word being, you got to have the tools, which you already have, and be able to take the necessary action. Don't be afraid. Don't live in fear like most people do. Don't live in worry. That's not from God. Fear isn't from God. Anxiety isn't from God. Why would I ever do a podcast, put myself out there to get the criticism? Oh boy, blah, 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 blah. Crowley's trying to be a pastor, blah, 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 blah. No, I'm just giving thanks where I know thanks should be. That's all. I know I'm not perfect. I know I sound like Porky Pig on a meth trip sometimes when I start stuttering. I'm okay with all of that, man, because I know where my gratitude lies in God, all right? In the fact that He took the biggest freaking mess on the planet, Sam Crowley from Bradford, PA, stuttering guy, college dropout, egomaniac, super doofus, okay? And put him on a podcast on iTunes with 15 million downloads. That's crazy. Only God can do that. Only God can do that. And all praise and glory must go to Him, okay? So if you're right now worried or fearful or anxiety, that's from the enemy. That's not from God. God has nothing to do with that. He wants you to be prosperous, but you got to take action and you got to walk in faith. All right. Faith that what you prayed for is already going to be done. It's again, let me just wrap this up. All right. It's the drive-through sermon. You get the meal, but you just get it a lot faster than you would going to church. How's that? I love that. That's probably like, it got to be pastors listening to me thinking, dude, you just stop. But I kind of like that. I might even put that in the title of today's show. But just think about it this way, all right? You got to let go of the worry, let go of the fear, let go of the anxiety, and trust. Just trust that this idea that you have, yes, you will find success. It's just not going to look like you think it's going to look like. That's all. And once you're comfortable with that and you lose all the expectation, then it's giddy up, cowboy. It's giddy up because you're going to experience life on a completely different level. I mean, come on, man. You know, I don't care if you got $4 in your checking account or $400,000 in your checking account. I've coached both. And both people that I've coached in those situations needed to have more faith that everything was going to work out fine and lose the expectation. That's it. Lose it. All right. So I'm off and heading back to the homestead, the Crowley compound. Would love to chat with you, hear about your dream, coach you up, and get you going and creating massive momentum. Go to launchwithsam.com. And tomorrow's Monday. No matter when you're listening to this, every day is Saturday, but tomorrow's Monday on the old calendar, August 5th. Back and better than ever with an amazing podcast. Thank you for listening to the show. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.